Welcome to the Wanderer's History Podcast and to a new episode of the History Book Review Series. Today I'm revisiting an absolute classic and one of my favorite history books written by an inspirational historian. Before we continue, I'd like to please remind you to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already to never miss any new material from the podcast. It really does help a lot. Let us resume. Geoffrey Parker is for me one of the most important scholars and historians of the Spanish early modern era, especially in the 16th century, and especially of Philip II of Spain. The book I am talking about today, of course, is The Grand Strategy of Philip II, one which has had a few revised editions. And I was quite fortunate enough in 2016 to meet him at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland, where he talked about his latest edition, which I think is a great historical analysis of Philip II of Spain. A bit on the author. Geoffrey Parker is an English historian specializing in the history of Western Europe, Spain, and warfare during the early modern era. His best-known book is The Military Revolution, Military Innovation and the Rise of the West, 1500-1800, first published by Cambridge University Press in 1988. He holds his degrees from Cambridge University, where he studied under the historian Sir John Eliot. Parker has taught at the University of Illinois, the University of St. Andrews, and Yale University, and is currently professor of history at the Ohio State University. Geoffrey Parker was a consultant and main contributor on the BBC series Armada, 12 Days to Save England. Just as a note, this will not be his only book which I review throughout the series, as his body of work is impressive and fundamental for the understanding of 16th century Europe, warfare, evolution of warfare, and beyond. The aforementioned book, The Military Revolution, is one of those books. Now, the edition which I have of The Grand Strategy of Philip II is from 1998 from Yale University Press. The structure is quite a simple one, with an introduction directly asking, did Philip II have a grand strategy? Then there are three large chapters, the first two with three sub-chapters and the final one with four, so 10 sub-chapters all in all. Part 1 analyzes Spain's strategic culture at the time, Philip II's systems of governance, the overwhelming information network at his disposal, and his strategic priorities. The second part looks at surviving documentation from the Habsburgs, their allies and enemies. Main points are Philip II's failure to maintain his authority in the Netherlands between 1555 and 1577. Then we've got what Geoffrey Parker calls, quote, a defective peacetime management of foreign relationships with Scotland and England between 1558 and 1585, and then his massive mobilization in order to conquer England between 1585 and 1588. The final chapter summarizes everything, looks at the execution of the grand strategy, its flaws, and his failure to coordinate logistics and communication when it came to operations, but also his misjudgment when it came to the evolution of warfare, changing of technologies and tactics of war. This book is a very distinct case study which highlights an important period in Philip II's reign, one which more often is associated with the Mediterranean or the development of Spain's empire in the Americas, as Fernán Brodel did. We've talked about this in the previous episode. The book continues after the preface with a very comprehensive chronology divided in three big subsections. The first one of Spain, Portugal, Italy, and the Mediterranean. The second one with France, Germany, and the Netherlands. And the third one with England, Scotland, and the overseas. All of these between 1548 and 1607. The book explains eloquently with a plethora of details the complexity of Philip II's reign when it came to foreign policy. The notes in the end complements and offers even more additional information. The bibliography is a rich, valuable resource for people interested to dig even deeper within this historical subject. Parker offers a brilliant ending paragraph to the book where he says, quote, "The authoritarian character of Philip II, although far less sinister than that of the later dictators, constituted both the greatest strength and the greatest weakness of his monarchy." I will look forward to revisiting more of Professor Parker's books throughout this series. His written works are elaborate, interconnected, vast, and the information he relays sometimes reaches Brodelian levels of detail. But his arguments are always well built, linked with each other. Maps and graphs greatly enhance this book and offer what I think, all in all, is a great source for people interested in the second half of the 16th century throughout the lens of Philip II's grand strategy. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. More to come. Subscribe if you haven't done so already. And until the next time, all the best.